Hi, my name is Seth Walker, and to be very honest with you, sometimes I get caught up in exalting myself at the expense of others. Sometimes I think that I'm better than others, and I'll put them down. I'll criticize other people because I think what they are doing is wrong, or maybe because my pride is hurt. Well, let me read you a story that shows Jesus encouraging us to live a life better than this. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 2 through 11. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. And placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. Let's stop for a moment and notice that instead of Jesus rushing to respond, he pauses and starts to write on the ground. I love this example because a lot of times I try and say the first thing that comes to my mind instead of trying to reflect on how I should respond. Let's keep reading to see what happens next. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more, he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." This is such a powerful story. The Pharisees came to Jesus to test him and to see how he would respond. Instead of a quick, rash reaction, he paused and responded calmly. He had the accusers of this woman reflect as well. At first, they were quick to criticize her for her sins. But after thinking about it and realizing their own sins, they all left. They knew they didn't have a right to criticize this woman when they had all sinned as well. While the religious leaders were pointing fingers and accusing, Jesus remained calm and gracious. His graciousness is extended to each of us as well. So it stands to reason that he would ask us to be gracious too. The Apostle Paul points this out in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." This passage calls us to pay attention to our speech and how we talk to one another. God wants us to encourage one another. This is more than just saying don't criticize one another. God wants us to build one another up. Our words are so powerful. What you say to someone can really affect what they believe about themselves or how they feel about themselves. So today, I want to challenge you to call out the good you see around you. If you see a friend, family member, or even a stranger do something that is good and honoring to God, acknowledge it. I want you to have your eyes open to the good others are doing around you and build them up when you see them. This is how you can win today, for yourself and others, by encouraging them whenever possible. Now, go win today.